About blindness, the human eye. Louis Braille. Blindness defined. Blindness falls under the broad category of disabilities known as sensory handicaps, under the heading visual impairments. The following are subcategories, which are used: visual handicap, little to no vision, blindness, an absence of sight, although shadows can be seen, low vision, cannot read fine print, visual limitation, there is little sight, but the individual can manipulate the environment to their advantage. The legal definition of blindness is, when a person sees 10% of the 100% vision after a corrective surgery. This means that a legally blind individual would have to stand 10 feet from an object to see it with the same degree of clarity as a normally sighted person could from 100 feet. Visual impairment can be defined as, when a person's visual acuity is 20/70 or less, in the better eye with best correction, or a visual field of 140 degrees or less in the better eye. Generally, the following percentages are used in the absence of census figures: estimated number of adults who are functionally blind, 1% of the total population. Estimated number of adults with low vision, 3% of the total population. Estimated number of children who are functionally blind, 1 in every 1,000, children of school age. Estimated number of children with low vision, 3 in every 1,000 children of school age. The human eye. The eyes are noticed for their various colors and are at times thought to be the windows to the soul. They are found in almost all animals and are cherished for the provision of sight. Yet exactly what is this structure we call the eye? The eyeball is housed within a protective bony socket called the orbit. Each eye is suspended within its orbit by supporting tissue and is surrounded by a cushion of fat and blood vessels and motor and sensory nerves, including the optic nerve. The eyelids provide some protection in front of the eye and control the amount of light that is permitted to enter. They also serve to keep the surface of the eye lubricated by spreading the tear fluid with each blink. The adult human eye is roughly spherical. The wall of the eye is composed of three coats. The outermost coat, divided into the cornea and sclera, supplies the basic support of the eye and gives its shape. Cornea, sclera, front portion of the outer coat, transparent surface membrane situated in front of the lens, located behind the cornea, it is the strong white coat of the eye. Muscles that move the eyeball are attached to sclera. The middle or vascular coat is composed of three regions: iris, pupil, choroid, located in the front region, structure that gives the eye its color, contain a central opening, the pupil. Varies in size with the intensity of ambient light, controlled by a sphincter and a dilator muscle within the iris. Suspended behind the pupil is the crystalline lens, a biconvex transparent structure used for focusing light, located behind the ciliary body, which consists of a ring-shaped bundle of muscles, carries blood vessels to and from the eye, has a heavy melanin pigmentation to prevent light scattering within the eye. The innermost coat is the retina, which lies behind the lens. Retina contains several layers of nerve cells, photoreceptors called rods, responsible for black and white vision, night vision and motion detection, and cones, responsible for bright and color vision, and the optic disc or blind spot. The junction of nerve fibers passing to the brain has a tiny depression in the center called the fovea where vision is most acute. Nerves from the retina coalesce in one region to form the optic nerve. Optic nerve relays visual information to the brain, has 1.2 million nerve fibers, leaves the eye off center and interrupts the continuity of the rods and cone, forming a circular structure called the optic disc, which is known as the blind spot which each eye has. Vitreous body, the largest of the eye's fluid spaces, occupying the central cavity of the eyeball, is a chamber filled with a gel-like substance called vitreous humor, which contains important nutrients for eye cells and maintains intraocular pressure. Aqueous body helps maintain the forward curve of the cornea, contains a watery solution called aqueous humor. Normal vision. In normal vision, light rays enter the eyeball through the cornea and are focused by the lens onto the retina. What is Braille? Braille is a code which enables blind persons to read and write. It was invented by a blind Frenchman, Louis Braille, in 1829. Braille is comprised of a rectangular six-dot cell on its end, with up to 63 possible combinations using one or more of the six dots. Braille is embossed by hand, or with a machine, onto thick paper, and read with the fingers moving across on top of the dots. Combinations of Braille dots within a cell represent contractions of two or more print letters, and Braille characters take up three times as much space as print. The story of Louis Braille. Blind from the young age of three, Louis Braille was a French boy who desperately wanted to read and was very much aware of the vast world of thought and ideas that was locked out to him because of his disability. The time was the early part of the 19th century, and most people believed that blind people could never learn to read, since the only way to read was to look at words with your eyes. Louis thought otherwise, and he was determined to find the key to this door for himself and for all other blind persons. Born in 1809, in a small village near Paris, Louis' father made harnesses and other leather goods to sell to the other villagers, using sharp tools to cut and punch holes in the leather. One of the tools he used to make holes was a sharp awl, which looks like a short pointed stick with a round wooden handle. While playing with one of his father's awls one day, Louis' hand slipped and he accidentally poked one of his eyes. At first the injury didn't seem serious, but then the wound became infected, and a few days later, young Louis lost sight in both his eyes. The first few days after becoming blind were very hard, but as the days went by, Louis learned to adapt and learn to lead an otherwise normal life. He went to school with all his friends and did well at his studies. He was both intelligent and creative and was not going to let his disability slow him down one bit. When he was 10 years old, he earned a scholarship to the Institution Royale des Jeunes of Aigles, Royal Institution for Blind Youth, in Paris, one of the first of its kind in the world. The scholarship was his ticket out of the usual fate for the blind, begging for money on the streets of Paris. However, the conditions in the school were not notably better. Braille was served stale bread and water, and students were sometimes abused or locked up as a form of punishment. Braille, a bright and creative student, became a talented cellist and organist in his time at the school, playing the organ for churches all over France. At the school, the children were taught basic craftsman skills and simple trades. They were also taught how to read by feeling raised letters, a system devised by the school's founder, Valentin Hoy. However, because the raised letters were made using paper pressed against copper wire, the students never learned to write. Another disadvantage to these raised letters is that the letters weighed a lot, and whenever people published books using this system, they put together a book with multiple stories in one in order to save money. This made the books sometimes weigh over 100 pounds. In 1821, Charles Barbier, a former soldier, visited the school and shared his invention called sonography, a code of 12 raised dots and a number of dashes that let soldiers share top secret information on the battlefield without having to speak. Although the code was too difficult for the average soldier, Braille picked it up quickly. That same year, Louis began inventing his raised dot system with his father's stitching awl, finishing at age 15. His system used only six dots and corresponded to letters, whereas Barbier's used 12 dots corresponding to sounds. The six-dot system allowed the recognition of letters with a single fingertip apprehending all the dots at once, requiring no movement or repositioning, which slowed recognition in systems requiring more dots. These dots consisted of patterns in order to keep the system easy to learn. Notable being the ability to both read and write an alphabet. Another very notable benefit is that, because they were dots just slightly raised, there was a significant difference in makeup. Braille later extended his system to include notation for mathematics and music. The first book in Braille was published in 1827. In 1839, Braille published details of a method he had developed for communication with sighted people, using patterns of dots to approximate the shape of printed symbols. Braille and his friend Pierre Foucault went on to develop a machine to speed up the somewhat cumbersome system. Braille went on to become a well-respected teacher at the Institute. Although he was admired and respected by his pupils, his Braille system was not taught at the Institute during his lifetime. The air at the Institute was foul and he died in Paris of tuberculosis in 1852 at the age of 43. His body was disinterred in 1952, the centenary of his death, and honored with reinterment in the Pantheon in Paris. The significance of the Braille system was not identified until 1868, 16 years after Louis died, when Dr. Thomas Rhodes Armitage and a group of four blind men and one woman established the British and Foreign Society for Improving the Embossed Literature of the Blind, later the Royal National Institute of the Blind, which published books in Braille's system. The Braille system also offered numerous benefits over Hoy's raised letter method, the most